Okay, and I'm talking to Jim and Cole, who've been over in Venezuela for approximately a year and come back recently. So what was the point of your trip over there?
Okay, well, thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having us on your show. The point of our trip, first and foremost, was that we were functioning as the Green Left Weekly newspaper bureau. We lived in Caracas in Venezuela for approximately a year, and we were writing articles for the Green Left Weekly, which people may or may not have seen on the website, www.greenleft.org.au. You can look it up and see some of the articles we wrote. But essentially to report on the revolution that's taking place in Venezuela and the changes, the radical changes that are sweeping through Venezuelan society and transforming it in the interests of the people and instead of in the interests of the oligarchy and United States imperialism.
And Cole, what were you doing over there? Were you reporting and what sort of work were you doing over there?
Well, unfortunately, Jim doesn't have any Spanish, so I had to do a lot of the interviews and translate them, and then he'd put them into proper English. So, yeah, it was basically reporting on the processes that were taking place in Venezuela. And I was also working at the Universidad Central de Venezuela, UCV, doing some experimental work in biochemistry, because I knew people there from when I'd been there previously. So that was, I was also, you know, doing part of that.
Now, Venezuela's been in the news a fair bit over the last couple of years. In particular, there was an attempted coup there by the US. How is the situation there at present or when you left?
Well, it's significantly changed. We did go there for a week or so in 2003, and it was just after the coup attempt and the lockout of the bosses over the oil strike. And they were still very unsettled, and the opposition was still campaigning against the Chavez government. But now, like 2 years on, 2 or 3 years on, 2006, the opposition is much, much weaker and virtually politically defeated. And so they are now going to, I think, change tack. But because Chavez had won that recall referendum in 2004 by 60% or so, they were totally demoralised. Although they still got a strong presence, and there's still a fair section of the middle class that oppose Chavez because he's obviously they realise their business interests will decline, but it's significantly defeated politically.
Now, Venezuela is quite a wealthy country, and it's going through obviously a great political changes. How do you think that reflects in way of the middle class? Have they supported Chavez, or have they been affected in any big way with the revolution?
Well, yes, Wayne. I mean, Venezuela is the fifth largest exporter of oil in the world, and has massive reserves, which have been recently discovered, which could actually make it in future one of the largest oil producers in the world. This wealth has traditionally not gone into the hands of the people, not gone into the interests of the people, but into the hands of a small oligarchy, and a section of the middle class has made certain gains out of that. Now, I think with the development of the revolution in Venezuela and under President Hugo Chavez, the right wing and the oligarchy in the United States are making a scare campaign towards the middle class to try and say that they're going to lose their house and their car and everything like that. But actually, the reality of it is that the economy is booming in Venezuela, fueled partly by the oil revenue, but also by the policies of the government, which are to boost the public sector and boost the living standards of all the people. And in fact, the middle class are doing very well in Venezuela. And so, yes, there is a significant section who opposed Venezuela and supported the right-wing candidate in the elections last year, but Chavez won by 63% to 37% for the right-wing opposition. A significant section of the middle class obviously did vote, but another section, a minority section, are now more and more realising that the revolution is not going to take away their house and their car. In fact, everyone has, you know, the bulk of the population have an interest in the progress of this revolution, because it's aimed essentially at the very wealthy, tiny elite, the oligarchy, who maintain complete control of power and control of the oil, and also against the United States and the imperialists. So the majority of the people are gaining from this revolution.
it's now coming back to the United States. Chavez was in the United Nations calling Bush the devil, and I could smell the sulfur. How did that go down? Were you there when that was broadcast in Venezuela?
Yeah, we were there. We were watching it on television with some other Venezuelan young people from the Frente Francisco de Miranda, and they were laughing their heads off, as we were as well. I mean, people don't understand, but President Hugo Chavez is a comedian sometimes. You know, he's a humorist. He loves jokes. And it was done in the sense of making a joke about the whole situation. And I think the American media, certainly, but and maybe the US public, didn't understand what he was really on about. But the rest of the speech, if you listen to the rest of his speech on at the United Nations, it's a brilliant speech about US imperialism and the role that it's playing and how it's destroying third world countries, and it has to be tackled and it has to be confronted. You know, it's just fact by fact by fact what is happening in the third world and the destruction of the lives of millions of people who are living in poverty and all the rest of it. It's a really brilliant speech. So, yeah, it went down really well in Venezuela. And they really thought that they would actually win the seat on the United Nations Security Council. But they managed to get, I think, 76 countries consistently voting for them in that vote in the United Nations. And that was a great achievement. So Hugo Chavez is not only campaigning throughout the whole of Latin America for an integration of the economy of all the other countries in Latin America and an exchange of goods and not in competition and not destroying each other in the process, but you know, he's getting cattle from Argentina in exchange for oil, etc., and that's happening throughout every country in Latin America. But he's also operating on a world scale, and he's trying to build a anti-imperialist front that will bring in all the countries of the Middle East, also, and countries in Asia and newer countries to confront the power of the United States, because he's saying this has to be confronted and overturned, or else humanity won't survive in the next century.
Now, Venezuela's obviously, I think, the third biggest exporter of oil in the world, and I read the other week that Hugo Chavez wants to use some of that money for environmental purposes. How was that looking when you were in Venezuela on the environmental front?
Well, I think the environmental issues have got a long way to go. As with most third world countries, you find that the consciousness about the environment is not as high as probably countries in the West, where we've had a long-standing green movement and ecological movement. But in most cases, the ecological question is completely intertwined with the social questions, because it's impossible to say to people who are living in poverty, well, the most important thing is that you don't throw your plastic cup away. They are not getting anything to drink or eat. So that's the primary question. Now, what's happening in Venezuela? As the revolution develops and as the people's rights continue, as the education increases and as the living standards increase, the population is becoming more aware of the ecological questions. And Chavez himself is very aware. So while they are an oil-based economy, and we know the difficulties that we're going to face with energy and the future of oil, more and more he's talking about trying to find ways to protect the oil reserves and carry out ecological programs within the country. So I think there is a consciousness about that. There's still a long way to go in Venezuela to, you know, fully develop that ecological consciousness. But the government is looking more and more at this issue.